Rambam lists five things that are requirement. I don't know if it's a requirement, but would prevent the ability for a person to be able to doubt. What are the five? Even though the Rambam says Chamisha Dvarim Ba'akdamei Satfila, there are five things that do not allow a person to be able to daven. Even though it reached the time to daven, reached the amount of tefillah. Tairis Eidayim, the Kisei Ha'erva, Tairis Makam HaTefillah, the Dvarim HaChayfsim Ha'isai, the Kavanah Saleh. A person has to have Tairis Eidayim, he has to have clean hands. The Kisei Ha'erva, he has to be covered in areas that are usually covered. The Tairis Makam HaTefillah, the area that he davens in, has to be a clean area. That means, I think everyone knows what that's referring to. V'dvarim ha'chayvsim ha'isai. There can't be any distractions. V'kavonas ha'leiv. And a person has to have kavana. So the shaila is, to go into each one, we wouldn't have time. But what does the Rambam mean when he says that a person has to have kavana? What does it mean, kavana, v'tfila? So the Rambam says in Parak Dalet, he says, what's it mean? Ketzad kavanas ha'leiv. What's it mean to have kavana? Kol tefillah she'ena bekavana, any tefillah that has no kavana, ena tefillah. It's not tefillah. A person who has no kavana by davening, that's not tefillah. Why is it not tefillah? I don't know why it's not tefillah. Rambam doesn't say why it's not tefillah. But it's not tefillah. It's a ma'akev and tefillah. It's Shana Rambam. Ve'im espal b'loy kavana, chuzum espal b'kavana. So now it makes sense. The Rambam continues. He says, if a person taka davens without kavana, he has to re-daven. He has to go back and daven again. That's the second thing that the Rambam says. And the third thing the Rambam says, the mispal b'loy kavana, chayzer mispal b'kavana. I'm sorry, the third thing he says, matzah daita mishubashas v'libay tarot, osur loy l'espal ad tisyashav daita. It's usur for a person to daven in a situation where he knows he will not be able to daven with kavana. So the Rambam didn't yet tell us what kavana is. He just told us, there are three things that if he doesn't doubt, there are three parts to tefillah. One is that if he davens without kavana, it's not a tefillah. Why? Rambam doesn't tell you why. Two is that he has to daven again. And three is that it's usur for him to daven in such a situation where he will know that he will not be able to have proper kavana. That's the Rambam. What is kavana? Zok the Rambam. Kavana means that he's oimed l'fnei ha'malach. He's standing in this spot. He recognizes he's talking to the Rebbe Shalom. That's his kavana. That's what kavana is. Okay, so Zion, that's kavana. But why is that a ma'akev? Why is that something that would hold him back, that we would say that it's not a tefillah? So strong that the Rambam is saying, it's not a tefillah. Why is that not a tefillah? The Rambam continues in Parak Yod. And the Rambam says this is a Parak Dalet. He says, Misha Yisfal V'loi Chivin Eslibay, a person with davens, he has no kavana, Yachsiv Yisfal Kavana. Similar to what he said in Parak Dalet, he has to daven again. He doesn't say that it's not a tefillah, he just says he has to daven again. In Parak Dalet, he said it's not a tefillah. A person with davens without kavana, it's not a tefillah. He didn't say it's not a tefillah, he just says daven again. Now, let's look to Rambam. V'i Chivin Eslibay, V'rachu Rishayna, Shuv in Etzarech. If he had kavana by the first bracha, this is Magen Avos, then he doesn't have to go and daven again. Now, there are three differences between the Rambam and Perek Yud, the Rambam and Perek Dalet. The Rambam and Perek Dalet said it's also for him to daven if he doesn't have kavana, and he knows he will not have kavana. He also says that if you don't have kavana, it's not a tefillah. The Rambam and Perek Yud didn't say that. Now, there's another difference. The Rambam in Perek Dalet never differentiated between the first bracha, the second bracha, the third bracha, and so on. From the stimas haloshen of the Rambam, from the fact that the Rambam didn't differentiate between all the brachas, it sounds like if he knows he will not have kavana, then even regardless whether he had kavana for the first bracha, it wouldn't help because he didn't have kavana. So even if he had kavana for the first bracha, it won't help. And even if he had kavana for all the brachas except for Sim Shalom, that also wouldn't help. But it comes to the Rambam in Perek Yod, he says, as long as you had kavana for Magen Avos, you're good to go. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? It's shver. He doesn't tell you what the difference is. He doesn't tell you anything. It's a shtickel tzarkin. So Reb Chaim in Sefer, he asked this kasha. He asked, what's the pshat in these two Rambams? Reb Chaim establishes there are two dinim in kavanah. One din in kavanah is that a person has to know what they're saying. They have to understand the words that's coming out of their mouth. They say Baruch Ata Hashem. They have to know what does that mean. That's one din in kavanah. Another din in kavanah is that they have to recognize that they're talking to the Rabbanu Shlomo. Two separate dinim in kavanah. Two dinim in kavanah. But the Reb Chaim has an interesting nosach. He says that when a person what defines kavanah? He says the definition of kavanah is pirush hamilim, knowing what you're saying. That's what defines kavanah. That's yisoid hu din kavanah. That is what defines what kavanah is, as opposed to what we talk about being omer v'am malach. He says it's the etzem maisa tefila. Etzem maisa tefila. That's his kavanah. That's the kavanah of being omer v'am malach. So is that what does that mean? Etzem maisa tefila sounds like it's the essence of what tefila is. The essence of what tefila is that a person recognizes that they're talking to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So Zakar Chaim, based on this, if a person does not know that he's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has a din like a Misasik. What's a Misasik? So we know, in Hilchos Shabbos, you know, give a mashal, a person takes a punch ball, they throw it at the wall, so the Kavanah and their intent for this act was to throw a punch ball at the wall, but it turns out it hit the light, so his Kavanah wasn't to turn on to the light, he's a Misasik. In other words, his Kavanah defines the Maisa. His intent, what he wanted to do, defines that this was not an act of turning off the light. It turned off the light, doesn't make a difference, because that wasn't his Kavanah. Zakar Chaim, that if a person doesn't have the Kavanah of being Oymed B'fnei HaMelech, he doesn't recognize that I'm talking to the Rebbeinu Shlom, he has a din of a Misasik. Then the Chaim goes further, says that's not the only thing, but he's also lacking in Mitzvah Tzichas Kavanah. We know mitzvah tzichas kavanah is applicable by many mitzvahs, by all mitzvahs. So if a person doesn't recognize the talking to the Rebbeinu Shlom, there are two things that they're lacking. One, that they're a misasik. Two, is that it's lacking mitzvah tzichas kavanah. Those are two things that would seem to define kavanah. They would seem to explain what is kavanah. If a person doesn't have kavanah, then he has a din of misasik, and he's lacking a mitzvah tzichas kavanah. So what the pshat of Reb Chaim calls is the etzen maisa tefila. In other words, Reb Chaim is saying, what's the essence of tefila? Oh, you know what the essence of tefila is? Is that you're omer l'fnei hamelech. Okay, fine, you're omer l'fnei hamelech. So that's what the etzen maisa tefila is. That describes a maisa. That doesn't describe kavanah. So what's tefila? What is tefila? Tefila is the kavanah. This is a maisa. What's Reb Chaim saying? From the words of Reb Chaim, it's very hard to understand. Is it kavanah, or this is defining what tefillah is? If you were to ask someone, what's tefillah? So what's tefillah? Tefillah means to daven. What does it mean to daven? Daven means to pray. What does it mean to pray? To pray means to daven. And we can continue. So what does tefillah mean? Zakar Chaim, Reb Chaim told you what tefillah means. Tefillah means the etzem maisa. Tefillah is to be omer l'fnei hamelech. But the problem, the struggle is that that's kavanah. So is kavanah a maisa? Kavanah is not a maisa. When we say, when Chaim says the etzem maisa tefillah, that means he's defining what is tefillah. So tefillah is a kavanah, that's what it is. No, that's not what it is. Reb Chaim is saying, if you're lacking in the omer l'fnei hamelech, then you're lacking in kavanah. So I want to come to try to explain what the yisoid of Reb Chaim is. So it's possible to say is that if a person wants to be mechavent that he's omer l'fnei hamelech, he wants to be omer l'fnei hamelech, how does he do that? He has to be mechaven. So kavanah is a tool for him to now be omer l'fnei hamelech. But that's not the description of what tefillah is. It's just a heker timsa. It's the ability for him to now be omer l'fnei hamelech. It's his heker timsa. It's the way he gets there. But that's not what defines the tefillah. What the definition of the tefillah is where he got. What's that? The fact that he's makir, that he's omer l'fnei hamelech. L'mashal. If a person's standing here right now, so you're omer l'fnei hamelech. So now, I'm saying that's tefillah. That's not tefillah. So teretz is kavan. So if I'm a chavin right now, also that's tefillah. Avada is not tefillah. So weiter, what's it mean that the etzem maisa of tefillah, the essence of the tefillah is the fact that I'm oymid l'fnei hamelech. So maybe we could be masbert with a mashal. If a person wants to go and speak to the president. So they're on their way, they go to the White House, they have their whole entire drasha prepared, and they're so mobile from their drasha that they're on their way into the Oval Office, they make a left turn, they don't hop, they end up in a conference room. And they begin, they're Mr. President, they go on and they start their drasha for 20 minutes. After they finish their drasha, they look up, they're speaking to a conference room, an empty conference room, tables, chairs, nothing. So did they give their drasha? Yeah, they gave their drasha. They didn't give it to the President, but they gave a drasha. So when you ask them, what did they do? They gave a drasha, but they didn't give it to the President. Now, let's say they got to the Oval Office. So what's the question? The question is how they got there? No, nobody cares how they got there. The bottom line is, the question is, did you speak to the President? Yes or no? You had the conversation, yes or no? The essence of tefillah is to be Omer Lefnei HaMelech, is to speak to the Ribbono Shel. The way you got there is not the mitzvah. That's not what tefillah is. That's not what describes tefillah. What describes tefillah is the fact that now I'm standing in front of the Ribbono Shel. So 100%, the only way for me to get there is through kavana. That's what transports me to the Havdol, to the Oval Office. That's how I got there. But that's not the description of tefillah. So Reb Chaim starts off in the beginning of the shtickle that what's the etzem maisa of tefillah? What is that? That's described by being Omer Lefnei HaMelech. He's describing what is tefillah. So if someone asks you, what's tefillah? Tefillah means that right now, I'm speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm Omer Lefnei HaMelech. I'm makir that right now, I'm speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you're lacking in that, what are you lacking? You're lacking in the Hechad Timsa. You're lacking in the Kavana. You didn't get to the Oval Office. So what are you lacking? About it, then it'll blive a Masasik. Then it's going to blive a lack in the Tzitzichas Kavana. So when Reb Chaim says that when a person is not Omer Lefnei HaMelech, he's missing in Kavana, he's just saying that because you're lacking in the Hechad Timsa. You're lacking in what you needed in order to get to talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not a description of what tefillah is. Avada tefillah is described by the outcome, which is speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That only could come through Kavana, but Kavana is not what describes tefillah. What describes tefillah is that now, right now, I'm speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That can only be achieved through Kavana. So therefore, if a person's lacking in Kavana, so then he's not speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So then what's the chesaron here? He's a Masasik. What's the chesaron here? It's like in Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. Those are both two dinim that are defining Kavana. But that's not the definition of tefillah. That's the definition of how I get to what tefillah is, which means to be Omer Lefnei HaMelech. Now, we can understand through this the answer to the two dinim that the Rambam says. Rambam says in Perek Dalet that if a person is lacking in tefillah, so it's not lacking in kavanah by tefillah, it's not a tefillah. He says it's also to daven in such a scenario. Why? Because that kavanah that the Rambam is talking about, he's talking about a kavanah that leads you to now be Omer Lefnei HaMelech. You're lacking in the essence of what tefillah is. In the etzem maisa of tefillah you're lacking. So now, of course, it's not a tefillah. You didn't do anything. As opposed to the Rambam later on, when the Rambam says if you're lacking in kavana, that even if you, he doesn't say it's not tefillah. He doesn't say it's not tefillah. He says so much so that if you had mind the first bracha, it's good enough. Because the Rambam over there is describing the tefillah of Pirush HaMilim. The kavana, I'm sorry, of Pirush HaMilim. Understanding what a person is saying. That's a din that's shayach, that's only negea to davening. The din that you have, a person has to be mechashev. They have to think, what am I saying right now? That's a kavana that's specific to tefillah. That din, who said that din is different? Let's say the din that you have in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not supposed to daven out loud. You're supposed to put your feet together. So it's not a din that's a ma'akiv. That's not a din, because it's a din in kavana. It's what defines kavana. But it's not a din that holds a person back at this moment that's considered that he's not davening. So lemaisa, what a person could ask is that we know that there's a klal that even though if a person is lacking in mitzvah sirkas kavana, but his maisa is mechiyah, his maisa, the fact that he's doing the act, that proves that right now he's having kavana. Lamashal, you have the mitzvah of tefillin. So if a person is putting on tefillin and he is not mechavin, he's very tired in the morning, he doesn't think about I'm being mechayim mitzvah tefillin. So we know the Chayyadim, as well as many other Achranim, they say that the Maisa is Mechiyah, the Maisa, the mere fact that a person is wrapping boxes on his arm, it proves that he has Kavan. Because why else would he do that? He wouldn't do it for any other reason, if not for the fact that he's trying to be Mechav with the Mitzvah. So you, say over here, a person is davening, he's davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he has a power shuffle even, he's doing everything Kayagin, yeah, he's saying the words, he's closing his eyes and out. Okay, so he's lacking in the etzem maisa tefillah. Let's say he's lacking recognizing that he's talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But through everything we explained, there's a very big chiluk. Because over there, It's the maisa. The maisa is what is what is the mere act of putting the tefillin around your arms. So if you put tefillin around your arms, that proves that you have some sort of kavana. Over here, the maisa only comes through the kavana. The maisa is the fact that right now you're Eimed Lefnei HaMelech. That how does that come about? That comes through kavana. By tefillin or other mitzvahs like that, the kavana is not what creates the maisa. It's the fact that right now I picked up a lulav and esrei. Right now I put tefillin on my arm. If I was mechaven to put tefillin on my arm, if I had enough kavana to do that, so elamai, I had some sort of kavana to do a mitzvah. But when it comes to tefillah, the whole maisa only comes through the kavana. So if the maisa only comes through the kavana, if I'm lacking a kavana, so I never had a maisa. So when Mela Zokta Rambam, it's not a tefillah. Zokta Rambam, it's also to daven in such a scenario. Because you're lacking in the essence of tefillah. And that essence of tefillah only comes through kavan. So Maisa, tonight's shir, the title of the shir is 10 men enough for a minyan? The question is because Rabbi Yamin Salberger, as well as the Mashkiach of Kamenitz, he asked the Brisker Rav, according to this Rav Chaim, it should come out that usually you're going to be lacking in a minyan. Zikr, if it's a minyan with something, you only have 10 people. It's very hard to say that 10 people are the whole entire davening being Eimed Lefnei HaMelech. And even if you have a big minion, okay, maybe you're davening the Kohel, but saying you have a big minion, it's very hard to say that so many people are standing and being Eimed Lefnei HaMelech. So how could it be that they were asking the Brisker Rav, what's the Pshat of the Reb Chaim? Should come out of Halacha L'maaseh that you're really lacking in a minion. So come to Chayis, Zikr, 10 people shouldn't be enough, because you can't assume that 10 people are what's it called? It's very hard to say they're going to end up having a tefillah b'tzibur.
That's why Brisker is on
Vichindus. I was waiting for someone to say that. Fine. So, Dr. Brisker Rav, L'maisa Nadar Vichindus is Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's a special kavana. So, Dr. Brisker Rav, that the Reb Chaim Volozhin writes in Keser Reish, he says that tefillah without kavana is like a guf without a neshama. Okay? So a guf without a neshama can't be a carbon. But a carbon mincha could be. So what does that mean? So I went through this kasarash a few times. It's been going through my brain. I have no clue what he's talking about. It's a guf without a neshama, but it could be a carbon mincha. So that's the teretz. Mainly you have a minyan. So I'm thinking that the pshat is as follows. Is that even according to Reb Chaim, what's going to come out, and this is Brisker Rav's teretz, is that, correct, you're right, that avada, it won't be a carbon tumah. Because the tachlis of your shakris, your mincha, your mayer, it's supposed to be a carbon. It's supposed to be a carbon tamid. But a person who's standing and he doesn't recognize, he's talking to the Rabbanu Shalom, so he's doing the motion. There's two components, vital components to tefillah. There's the fact that he's oyvim lefnei hamelach, yeah, but he has to also speak. He has to speak words of shvach, bakasha, right? The anshei knesset, the words of the anshei knesset agadayla. That's another vital component of tefillah. So although he's not makir, that right now he's talking to the Rabbanu Shalom, but at least he did something, he went through the motion, so that's like a guf without a neshama. You have the guf, but you're lacking the neshama. You're lacking the thing that gives power to the guf. The yesod of it, it's not such a brisk of art, but maybe this is what he meant. You're lacking what gives power to the guf. So memelo, okay, so a carbon talmud, it can't blive. Over a carbon mincha, that it could blive. So maybe that's the kavana of the brisk of art. Just an interesting tushtel that the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva that if a person, that during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it's a special zman for tefillah, more than the rest of the year. Right? We bring a drasha. But when it comes to tzibur, you always have that level that you have during, that a yachid has during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, that the Rebbeinu Shlom is listening, the tzibur has that throughout the whole year. But Dr. Rambam, kol zman she'osim tshuva tzarekin b'leiv shalom, just says by a tzibur, that's enough. Now, the Rambam says, b'leiv shalom. What's b'leiv shalom mean? That means with kavana. Frechter b'kiveger. What do you mean with kavana? Tzibur doesn't need to have kavana. The Gemara, black and white Gemara in Adaf Kasim Tainus, says that a tzibur does not have to have kavana. Even if the tzibur doesn't have kavana, it's still oila. You still have your carbon tamid. So what's the pshat? So Reb Chaim Alpandri, the b'kiveger brings down, he answers as follows. When the Rambam says that you need to have, that it's b'leiv shalom, he's not referring to the whole tzibur. He's referring to a yachid. As long as there's one person within the minyan that davens with kavana, then you have a minyan. So what comes out is that you can have one carbon tamid, 9 carbon minchas, and you have a gorgeous, beautiful carbon tamid that's oil to the Rebbeinu Shalom. What's the pshat? Because it becomes one tefillah. The tefillah of a tzibur, because it's one tefillah, and they own the sakas to that one person. So kumta chayis, it's shaykh to have a carbon tamer, a tefillah shachris, a tefillah simcha, a tefillah zmar, even without 10 people, so to speak.